afternoon.
Elias, my friend.
And what are you engaging?
Well, I'm engaging in a conversation with you, and and I wanted to tell you you're my favorite Christmas spirit.
And I would say that is a very accurate statement of being.
Well, I mean, it is high praise if it comes from me, let me tell you.
I will definitely accept that, my friend.
Well, now where you're giving me some breadcrumbs here, like what is your involvement with the Christmas spirit?
I am a spirit.
Yes.
I would say that in association with the season, I would be honoring that direction and your celebrations in relation to Christmas. Oh. Therefore, I would say that would be quite accurate.
Well, you are making it better. I can tell you that.
Excellent. And I will express to you that I am happy to be of service.
Welcome. Thank you.
What I would say is it is simply a matter of acknowledging her natural expression and allowing herself to adjust her life accordingly. And what that means is isolation a natural or normal thing for her or expression for her? No, it isn't. But it is what she has learned to do to cope.
Right.
What I would say is that what is important for her to understand and acknowledge is that she incorporates a personality type that is an introvert. Now, contrary to what many people think, introverted individuals are not always shy. They can be, but they aren't always. And also contrary to what many people think, an introverted individual can be considerably social at times. The difficulty with that is that for an individual that has an introverted personality, they require time to, in a manner of speaking, regroup whenever they are interactive. And it doesn't matter whether they are interactive with one person or two people or 10 people or 50 people. Now, most introverted individuals do develop a manner in which they can function well or relatively well if they are interactive more consistently with only one person. that doesn't mean that they can't be socializing and that they can't be interactive with other people also occasionally, but that they can interact or be interactive with one person consistently and even on a daily basis and not require time alone as much. They may only require time alone occasionally. Okay. Now, the difference is that when they are interactive with other individuals, they require time to recoup and readjust and recenter themselves, because it requires a tremendous additional amount of energy for them to put forth to be social.
I think I understand, or it is well understood, that kind of principle in an introverted person. Is that in her case particular, what you're saying is that like her tendency to isolate herself at times has to do with her personality trait, but on the other hand, she should not mistake that for a general inability or hindrance in connecting with people.
Correct, and it is a matter of learning how to balance, learning how to accept that that is her personality type, therefore recognize that she can be interactive and social with other individuals, but to do that in moderation and to give herself that alone time to regroup, to recenter herself after she is interactive with other individuals. And it doesn't even have to be other individuals. It can be situations.
Uh-huh.
Such as she may not be directly interactive with other individuals, but she may choose to engage shopping for several hours.
Right. Okay.
Environment of other people is the same as interacting with them.
Okay, I do understand. I think I understand that direction of your answer. What I would like to do then is move on.
Very well.
Now, I presently have plans to loosen my ties to Toronto, where I'm living, and I want to shift my focus into Europe. And as I've been talking to Tomkin, he's been suggesting that it would be beneficial for me to do that more in stages than in one kind of like big cutoff. So I'm thinking about going initially for a 3 month period, but because I want to take my cats, Kustu and Sharifa, with me, I'm a little bit concerned how that is going to impact them. I do know that they want to join me, but I also do know that I think specifically for Sharifa, it will be hard to do these relocations. So one question I'm having is it enough time? Are 3 months enough to not put enough stress on them to go back and forth?
I would say ask you first, in that time of that 3 months, are you planning to be incorporating a significant amount of time with them?
Well, you see, this is a bit putting the finger on my conflict, that I'm desiring mobility and exploration, and me going to Europe is an expression of that. And I also, it's been expressed to me that specifically Cousteau is very, very interested in the same. As a matter of fact, he is like bored to be in the place he is here right now. Now, Sharifa apparently changed her mind in terms of coming along and is excited about it, but I know that she requires a lot of kind of my presence and is very attached to me. So I do feel a little bit of a concern of like doing them right, considering their needs, and at the same time also kind of going into the expression that I'm seeking.
I understand, but in that, what I would say to you is, if you are going to be engaging a significant amount of time away from them exploring, then I would say that 3 months may not necessarily be an adequate time framework. If you are going to be incorporating a significant amount of time with them, then I would say that 3 months is adequate.
Now, so this away is relative, right? If I, what I feel is, okay, so I would want to take them with me on my explorations, and I would want to take care that the circumstances are favorable to them. But it would mean that they spend time in the van with me, traveling, and that they would spend time in different locations. And I can even go as far as I could take them with me if I visit friends in the same city, but... you see, like how do I, because I also think that a certain stability of place is important to them, not just closeness to me.
Yes, I understand. Now, let me ask you, first of all, I would say that it is somewhat unusual, but not unheard of. Are they amiable to traveling? If you put them in a vehicle now and drove with them, would they be comfortable doing that?
Well, usually this only I've done because I'm going to a vet, and no, they're not happy about that.
That is the point. That if you can move in a direction, when are you planning on engaging this trip?
Sometimes, in about let's say 6 months from now.
Very well, that is enough time. I would say that if you can, in this interim time framework, actively practice, meaning actively engaging with them and familiarizing them with traveling in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Frequently. And not in a confined manner. Initially, that may be necessary the first one or two times that you are engaged in this action, but subsequently encouraging them to not necessarily be confined and creating a new association that they are in the vehicle and they are not going to the vet.
Yes.
That they are doing something different. And in that also provide positive reinforcement while you are engaging them with the vehicle. Allow them to look out the window. Allow them to have treats and talk to them in a manner that is soothing, that is comforting, that is loving, but is also encouraging.
Yes.
This is not an action to be afraid of or to be uncomfortable with, and that they are with you. And that you enjoy this action and they can enjoy this action with you. If you can actually accomplish moving in the direction in which you can practice that to the point in which they are comfortable in engaging with the vehicle, then I would agree with you. Then I would say to you, yes, that would be acceptable. If you cannot accomplish having them be comfortable in a vehicle, then I would say definitely no, because it would create much too much stress, and it would be, in your terminology, it would be unkind of you to subject them to that type of action.
Now, I understand and I hear that. Now, am I wrong that there is a desire to join me in what I'm planning on doing?
I am not. I would express to you, no, you aren't wrong in your intuition with that, but I would also say that is based on their desire to be with you and to explore with you, but I would also express that they aren't objectively aware of what that entails.
Okay. What would be their ideal scenario?
Their ideal scenario would be that you would perhaps engage a trip, but you would have a home base, so to speak, that you would explore and share your excitement with them about exploring, but that they would have a home base and that you would be incorporating a significant amount of time with them in that home base. They aren't aware of your plan to be traveling with them. They don't understand that.
Is there,
therefore,
yeah,
it is a matter of you introducing the experience. They don't have that experience. They don't understand what your perception is.
Right. Okay, I understand that. Okay, then I guess I will introduce them to that, and I will bring that in, make that frequent, and then I will see how they respond to it, and if then maybe then their opinion will be.
And what I would say to you is, don't give up after one or two or three attempts. Bring familiar objects with you that belong to them. Therefore, in that you are creating a safe and comfortable environment. If they have beds, if they have blankets, other than toys, bring those also in the vehicle. Therefore, they can feel and see and sense a familiar environment that they associate with being safe.
Yes. Okay, I understand. Okay, I will move in that direction.
Very well.
Now, in relation to these plans, I'm kind of I come up with the idea, which I find very exciting, is going out there and hunting for meteoroids, artifacts, and minerals, and I get at the same time, Tomkin is pointing out to me that there are probabilities about me being involved with computers. And I'm just trying to understand the differences. I assume he has his reasons why he's pointing me into that direction, and yet it seemed to go in a different direction than right now I'm presently thinking about. Okay.
That is, I would say that you may surprise yourself with what you might present to yourself. Therefore, merely be open.
Okay. That I understand that. I just read those. I think those were your words where you talked about being surprised by how the flower unfolds.
Yes, and in that, I would say, move in your direction, move in what you want to do and what you want to explore, and simply, while you are doing that, be open to whatever else you might present to yourself.
Okay.
Is a potential.
Oh, yeah.
Stone.
Absolutely. No, I do understand that, but which is a nice segue into like what I would like to understand a bit more is probabilities. And my first question is, how many focuses of Oliver do exist in the now?
All of them.
Okay. Is there a number?
Are you asking in this particular time period or in the now?
The way I would differentiate it is like not just in my particular dimension, but I am talking about the focus, Oliver. But in the now, so like how altogether, how many focuses of Oliver do exist?
It isn't a matter of focuses. It is a matter of aspects. And I would say that is countless. I would not be able to put a number on that because there isn't a number to place on it.
But okay, then if these are aspects, then but do all of these aspects experiencing themselves as the center of their existence?
They are all you, and you experience yourself as the center of existence, and therefore that there is no separation.
Well,
there is no differentiation. There is no separation. because it is all you.
Well, but is there, but there's also no hierarchy, right? I mean, it's not, I'm not more me than another aspect of me.
Correct, but you aren't different from another aspect of you either. They aren't separate.
I mean,
they are not different entities.
But I thought there are, okay, so I thought that all probabilities are being expressed and explored.
Correct.
And they're being
expressed. That is different. That is a different question.
Okay.
If you are asking about probable selves, that is different. Because those aren't you, but the manner in which you frame the question is how many Olivers are there? But that is you.
Well, how many probable Olivers are there then? Is that the question?
That would be a different question. How many probable Olivers are there? One moment. Presently, it fluctuates. I would say that presently there at times can be, and when I say at times, I'm expressing moments.
Yes.
Therefore, this moment or the next moment, which can be expressed in divisions of less than a second.
Yes, understood.
But I would say in this moment there may be 2,000.
Okay. It gives me an idea, right? So, and each of those probable Olivers will experience their reality and their existence in the same manner that I do, meaning I'm one of them, right?
You are one of them.
Exactly, right?
They experience the same as you. Actually, no. Because they are experiencing in relation to their own choices the same as you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
That's the same.
Yes, I mean, it's a bit hard to be precise in my expression, but I absolutely understand. So, of course, their experience would be different, but what I mean is their experience as if they are, in terms of themselves, of right? Yeah.
Yes. In terms of themselves, yes, their experience is the same as yours, that they view themselves as being the center, and that they are the only Oliver.
Exactly. I mean, maybe there is some who already understand that they're not, but, right? Yeah, okay. No, so that confirms the way I understand it presently. So then moving on in that exploration as an example, my cat Siva that I had, at one point I was walking him back home and he almost got run over by a car. Now, in my reality, he didn't. But my question is, now I assume he also has probable selves, and did a probable self did get killed in that incident.
Yeah.
So is that what people, and I don't know if that is actually the term, but I'm calling it right now, is this one what people would maybe refer to as an exit point? There are multiple exit points in the realm of probabilities where somebody disengages. And
yes, I would agree. You could refer to it in that manner, and that would be accurate.
So, which means that at an exit point, one probable self or multiple probable selves will disengage, whereas others will continue until there is, I guess, the final exit point. Right. Now, the final exit point, I assume, is not to be mistaken with the final focus, because that's a different story, right? So I may be like I Oliver, who I am now, may disengage at one point, but there may be other probable Olivers which continue to a later point.
Let us say, aspects of you would discontinue at their natural point of discontinuing. Now, in relation to probable selves, those probable selves that are engaging realities that continue in a capacity to somewhat parallel yours, they would also disengage, but within their natural time framework, not immediately in relation to the final focus. But not all of them would necessarily disengage their realities because the final focus did. Because it depends on whether their reality parallels yours or not. And some of them do not.
So, I mean, is the start point of my focus my conception or birth, or is my focus?
The start point of your focus, yes, is your conception.
So if it's my conception, then from that start point everything was one, and then it starts kind of multiplying into probable paths. So you're saying there are probable pathways which are so different from the experience that I have right now that there are by no means that they're almost not relatable anymore?
And therefore, those with the when the final focus generates that signal, that all focuses will then, in their natural time, disengage, that the essence is disengaging from a particular physical reality, those probable selves and those probable lives, let us say, would not necessarily be affected. They would not necessarily be signaled in that direction because they would no longer be associated with this reality.
Right, but what confuses me then right now is that I, because there is no hierarchy, and because I am just one of all probable selves, then my designating the focus, Oliver, as a final focus is a blanket statement. Has to be a blanket statement about all of the probable selves, Oliver. And
Oh, no. It isn't even a blanket statement in relation to all of your focuses. A period. It isn't. It is not an absolute. It is not a blanket.
I understand. No, I understand all of this. I'm just saying, but who gives the signal if there's 2,000 probable selves and I'm one of them, Oliver's, probable focus is Oliver. If there's 2,000 of them, then which of the 2,000 gives the signal?
One that is designated as the final focus. Therefore, that would be you.
But
That doesn't distinguish you as any type of hierarchy. It simply is a signal point.
okay, yes, I understand in relation to other focuses of my essence, but in relation to probable focuses of the focus Oliver, that I don't understand now, because if I'm that probable focus Oliver that is designated the final focus, in which way am I different from all the other probable focuses?
Oh, you are different from all of the other probable focuses, period. All of them are different. All of you are different. That is the point,
Well, of
that
course, they're different. Yeah,
and
sorry.
all of are different, that all of you are different. This is the reason that at that particular moment you had 2,000. Because you haven't had 2,000 moments that you have created a probable self. You have perhaps had 10 or 15 moments in your life
Yeah.
that you have created a significant movement, a significant change, a significant turn in your life that created a probable self and therefore another probable reality. But each one of those probable realities and probable selves has their moments, and each one of
Exactly.
them has their moments, and
Exactly.
therefore it's on and on and on.
I understand, but okay, so let's make
They
it.
are all different.
Yes, they are all different. I understand that, but if let's say make it very simple. I'm in a moment that has where I'm there where there is a split where there is a probable self being created, and two different choices are being explored. Then and before so at So before that, I perceive myself as myself, and after that, there will be two of me who will perceive themselves as myself, correct? So if you are telling me, oh, Oliver, you are a final focus, and now there is a split created that two.
That individual does not necessarily perceive themselves or view themselves to final folks. They are not necessarily designated because they have split from you.
But they have the
Does
same memory like me, don't they?
not entirely.
So there is.
They have
Oh.
additional memories that are different. Just as you have your memories in relation to all of your focuses and yourself, but they are not another focus. They are a probable self. That is different. That isn't another focus. They
Also.
are almost, in a manner of speaking, you could almost say that they were a different essence, but they aren't. They are not a different essence, but they are expressed in such a different capacity that they are not considered another focus. of you.
Okay, I this is all very interesting and very confusing to me.
I would understand. I understand. And there are some aspects of consciousness and of reality that can be difficult to understand in your physical reality
And I understand, yeah.
because of the manner in which you think and because of the manner in which you perceive. It doesn't necessarily easily allow for certain concepts that you can understand. And this is also what I have expressed many times in relation to different focuses. You are so accustomed to singularity and separation that is very difficult for individuals to think about and understand and accept that they as essence are not one thing.
Right. Okay, I would like to move on as much as I'm excited about all this. Can you speak a bit about the connection that I and Shayeste have? Tompkin told me that we were married, that we are married in another focus, but I also know that I've been married many, many times in many focuses. So something is special about this connection, and I'm trying to understand what that is.
What is your impression?
Well, my impression is that we basically very consciously made a express the desire to reconnect in another life.
I would agree, but beyond that, what other impressions do you have? That is correct, but I would also express very similar to what you expressed about being partners or being married to an individual that generating those types of agreements is somewhat common also.
Okay, I'm not married right now, so I don't know.
What I am saying is generating an agreement to manifest together or to reconnect with each other is also not uncommon.
Yes, that is true. You know, my problem is like I feel like a lot of when I think about my impressions, a lot of associations about her present culture, her present cultural background, and the way that that her gender is expressing herself in it are coming in, and so I don't know how to separate that.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I do associate her with a Persian background, but then that's what she is. So it seems kind of like I don't know what that means, right? It's rather obvious and related to what is going right now, but I cannot really see beyond that. Or it may be that indeed it was like that is also the context in which we have other focuses.
I would say that that is a factor, and I would say that it is also a factor of exploring the connection in relation to or in light of the differences, the different type of expression that is being generated now. Having a new experience with that, but also having that familiarity. the constant connection and the familiarity of the relationships that have already been expressed, therefore you have that memory, even if you don't have an objective recall of it, you do have that memory within your body consciousness, and it does affect feelings, and it does affect how you sense energy and how you express. And in that, I would say that this is a different exploration, somewhat of a new type of exploration for you in relation to that familiarity.
Well, but if I take, for instance, my very good friend Raquel, which I also had a relationship with, and she is, and I know we're sharing a lot of focuses together, and there's a lot of intimacy and trust in that relationship. But then how does that differ to Shayeste, as an example?
You are almost beginning to create the connection new.
Right.
That.
Whereas you're saying I have more awareness in relation to Raquel?
Isn't a matter of having more awareness. It is a matter of generating an intentional experience. In a manner of speaking, putting aside the objective awareness of the memory, putting aside the other experiences, the other relationships, and having a sense of that familiarity, but almost beginning new, intentionally.
Right.
Therefore, that would be the difference. Not that you have more self-awareness with one than the other. No, it isn't about that. And not that you have more connection to one than the other. It isn't that either. It is an intentional direction, in a manner of speaking, of choosing a new experience. Choosing to experience someone new that isn't new.
Right. Right. Okay, and obviously this is a shared, from both our sides to go in that direction, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so there's nothing that is so it's just, it's more that the specific quality that you're talking about right now is created in the moment, right now, and it's not so much that there is something specific about our past, I mean, from my perspective, past or connections.
Correct.
Okay, I understand then. Time is running so fast. Well, there is my dear friend Dariush, he Is there anything that I can tell him that would be helpful for him? When I talked to him last, he expressed concern about supporting his family and in changing the ways of his life, and he, so I'm just wondering if there's anything in support that can be said or I can do.
What you can do is genuinely listen and what he is expressing in his concerns. And what you can say is encourage him in his confidence. Encourage anything that reinforces and builds his confidence.
I have a lot of confidence in him, so it's that's easy for me to do.
Very well. But very much express the willingness to listen and not offer solutions. Don't do that. Don't offer solutions. Simply listen and acknowledge what he is expressing in his concerns, and rather than moving in that direction of offering solutions, which is somewhat of an automatic expression to do, rather than do that, move your attention to how to reinforce his confidence.
I can see that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, a fun question. My focus animal and my essence animal. I can only be, and my impressions are that my focus animal is a cat and my essence animal is a bird, but I have no specifics.
The focus animal is a Bengal cat.
Okay, so, and the essence animal?
One moment. Essence animal, an emperor penguin.
And could you now, you so eloquently talk about the qualities of those of animals. Could you speak about this in regards to those two?
Very well. The Bengal cat. A Bengal cat is somewhat unusual. It is somewhat rare. It is not a common cat. They are a wild cat. They can be somewhat trained in a manner of speaking, and therefore they can be socialized in relation to humans, let us say. But as with any other cat, they cannot be entirely domesticated. But less so than what you commonly view. are very curious, even more so than the average cat, let us say, even more so than jungle cats. They are very, very curious. They are very active. They have a high energy. They don't necessarily like to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Some cats prefer being singular. Some cats prefer being alone. And some cats incorporate most of their lives alone, such as tigers. But Bengal cats do not necessarily like being alone. They don't necessarily have to be engaged with a mate. They don't necessarily have to be incorporating their life, so to speak, with a sibling, but they do function better if they are not alone. Therefore, they could be, if you translated that to humans, they would function better with friends, not necessarily being alone. But they aren't necessarily entirely attached to blood family.
Right.
Now, as to the bird, the emperor penguin, I would say is significant. This is an animal that is fiercely family oriented. They are tremendously protective of their family, of their young, and of their mate. They are tremendously responsible, and they will brave anything to be consistent and loyal to their community and to their family.
Okay.
They are also, though, somewhat independent.
Mm-hmm.
Are willing to follow rules, so to, if those rules benefit them and if those rules are expressed in a capacity to keep them safe or to be helpful to them. But otherwise, they would be not as inclined to be rule followers.
Yeah, the, like a lot of those aspects you're mentioning with the emperor penguin reminds me of my father. And is there a connection?
I would say that he incorporates this as a focus animal.
Interesting. Right, because yeah, I could so much see him in this. The time is up, but very maybe quickly if that is possible. Like I feel like that the quality of the shift presently in my observation and experience is one of there's more density of experience within time framework.
I
And
would agree. Definitely agree. I would say that that also is associated with this present wave.
And that the other quality is that there is, I'm comparing it to a flight simulator that has a mode that is very easy. So you can make little mistakes, you don't have to consider everything, and you can simulate a flight and a landing and everything. But if you switch it to realistic mode, suddenly all the factors that are involved are making a difference, need to be considered, and are showing up. And it feels like that what the shift does is doing that. We're been given we're the reflections become more realistic, so to speak, and less buffered. Yes, but it begets each other because I mean one needs more direct feedback in order to be able to adjust, and yet if one is given a situation of more direct feedback, one needs to handle the situation better.
I agree.
So would these be the two main qualities of what is going on presently, or
I would say that they definitely are two of the main qualities, yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, nice. Okay, so I don't know. The Christmas spirit, I guess, has to go to places. Oh, so thank you so much, and all my love to you.
And to you also, my dear friend, au revoir.
Au revoir.